News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A GAA official caught on video punching an opposition player amid ugly scenes in the Kerry Senior Football Championship semi-final replay was handed an 8-week suspension. We are joined for more on this by former All-Ireland referee Brian Gavin. He reffed 4 All-Ireland finals in just 6 years. Brian, it strikes me that 8 weeks for a mentor coming off the sideline to punch an opposing player, that strikes me as a ridiculously lenient penalty. What's your view on it?
Yes, it is indeed, Shane. And I suppose, though, the only thing about it is it's a category 2A offence, which only is an 8-week ban, which is proposed, which Kerry County Board are actually, in this case, correct.
What is a category 2A offence?
It's a physical interference between a mentor and a player. So that's what that is, and it carries an 8-week suspension.
Sorry to cut across you, but let's call a spade a spade. He absolutely walloped him. I mean, you can see it clearly in the video.
This brings me to my next point. This is where the breakdown is. Like, Croke Park need to come out here now and say, look, we have a problem here. We're going to do something about it. Like, either Tom Ryan or John Horne as president, and say, look, we have to look at our rules and we have to look at our regulation. And they have to be changed very, very rapid. This is becoming way too much common. It has been gone on for years. That is the unfortunate part. It's being captured now on videos at matches, and it's on social media, and it's rampant. But unless we crack down and take a zero-tolerance approach to this type of behaviour going forward, you know, this will continue.
Yeah,
but in fairness, the Kerry County Board, that's all they could do because it's written in the rules.
Could there not have been a tougher charge? Is there not a charge of sort of violent conduct, for example?
Well, there could be if it was probably, you know, each county board sits down and they look at their sanctions they're entitled to give players or mentors or something like that. But, you know, if you hit a referee, for instance, it's 48 weeks and maybe 24 weeks for different infractions. So it varies. There was a similar incident in Kerry Ireland the year where the Offaly manager at the time, Stephen Wallace, who was the manager of Offaly, done something similar to a mentor of the opposition team, and he received 8 weeks as well. So, you know, we have to look at the rules and they have to change, dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, you love the GAA, obviously. I'm a member of the GAA myself. This isn't about knocking the GAA, but it is about, like, unfortunately, and I know this isn't the intention, but an 8-week ban sends out a signal the GAA isn't remotely serious about tackling violent conduct on the pitch.
That's exactly it, and that's why I'm saying the rule has to change. But also here, like, there should be an onus on that club now. Every club has a club policy, or should have a club policy. And it has happened, I know, in a couple of clubs in Offaly. The people or players that have done this type of behaviour have been suspended from their own club for maybe a year or 2 years. So there is an onus on the Bingham club to take a sanction on this as well. They're entitled to give this person a year or 2 years suspension if they'd like either. So the onus should be on the club as well. It's not just, you know, on the Kerry County Board, but the rules and the regulations of matches. And there's way too many people on the line now at a match. There's up to 10 people can wear a bib at a match, and it's too many, because the minute a row or an incident happens over near a dugout or a sideline, like, everyone feels free, they can do what they like, and this is the big problem.
Okay, and look, the message has to go out pure and simple. If you are on the sideline, you cannot come on and punch somebody. And unfortunately, in the GAA in the past, that kind of behaviour has been not only tolerated but slightly celebrated, hasn't it?
Well, some people think it's great, you know, oh, I nailed them, or I done this, or I done that. Now, the unfortunate part of the whole law is this is going to be a slow process, because this has to go to the Playing Rules Committee and regulations. That has to be changed. It has to get to the official guide, and it has to be sanctioned and passed by Croke Park. So you could be looking at a change, but it'll be nearly January or February at the earliest before this can be changed. But it has to happen shortly.
Okay, Brian Gavin, All-Ireland referee, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.